Title: Sampling Old Radios Safely, Masterclass for Modern Control with Vintage Tone Intermediate. All right, let's do something very drum and bass. We're going to steal character from an old radio, capture it safely, and then turn it into something you can actually control like a modern instrument inside Ableton Live. Because that's the real magic here. Old radios give you that gritty speech, the static swells, the drifting tuning artifacts, and that narrow mid-range punch that somehow cuts through a stacked mix. But if you record it badly, it's just noisy, harsh, and fatiguing. So today is about vibe with discipline. By the end, you'll have a reusable radio sampling rack, and a mini toolkit for arrangement, an Atmos bed for intros, a vocal chop instrument for hooks, static impacts for drop weight, and tuning sweep risers for tension. And the whole time we're keeping your sub clean, your mix mono compatible, and your ears safe. First, safety and capture setup. This part matters more than people think. The recommended method is recording the radio's audio out into your interface. So look for a headphone out, usually 3.5 mm, or a line out, maybe RCA. Then run the right cable into your interface line inputs. If your interface gives you a choice between line and instrument, choose line. Instrument or Hi-Z will often add the wrong gain staging and extra noise. In Ableton, create an audio track, set audio from to those interface inputs, arm the track, and here's a little move that saves you headaches. Set monitoring to off while you're setting levels. That avoids feedback loops and weird doubling. Once levels are stable, switch to auto if you need to hear it through the project. Now gain staging targets. This is huge with radios because tuning can jump in volume fast. Aim for peaks around minus 18 to minus 10 dBFS, and absolutely avoid going above minus 6. Leave headroom. You can always bring it up later, but clipped radio is a nasty kind of distortion because it's random and spiky. Option 2 is miking the speaker. That's the authentic box method. Grab a dynamic mic, put it close to the speaker but not dead center, more like near the edge of the cone, and record into a mic input. And this is where it becomes a performance. Move the radio a little, partially cover the speaker, rotate the antenna. You're not just recording sound, you're recording behavior. Those gestures become arrangement tools later. And quick safety reminder, seriously, never open the radio casing while it's powered. Some older units can carry dangerous voltages. Also, start with low volume. Static is deceptively loud and can fatigue your ears fast, especially during long sound design sessions. Cool. Next, we're going to record source material in a way that saves you hours later. Make a session called Radio Source 01. Set the project to 48K if you can. Just gives you a little extra headroom for sound design and warping. Then record long takes, but with intention. Grab about 2 minutes of steady talk or music, then 1 minute of pure static, then 1 minute of tuning sweeps, and don't rush it, slowly turn the dial through stations. After that, at 10 to 20 short bursts, quick tuning hits, station ID cuts, half-caught words. Those are the gold for DNB fills. While recording, drop locators, label them static 1, tune slow, voice hook, whatever makes sense. Future you will thank you when you're chopping at speed. And here's a coaching note. Treat each clip like it has one job. Decide early. Is this clip a hook, a texture bed, a transition effect, a percussion layer? One roll per clip keeps your decisions clean and stops you from endlessly stacking processing trying to make one sound do everything. Now we edit and consolidate for a fast workflow. In arrangement view, grab the best sections and consolidate them so they become clean, named audio files. Name them like Radio Stack Loop 125 BPM, Radio Tune Riser 8 Bars, Radio Voice Chop A. It seems nerdy, but it makes your whole creative flow faster. Then warping. This is where a lot of people mess up, because different radio material wants different warp modes. For Atmos and Static, turn warp on and use texture mode. Try grain size around 80 to 150 milliseconds, and flux around 10 to 25%. That gives you motion without turning everything into a smeary mess. For voice snippets, use Complex Pro. Start formance at 0, and try envelope around 80 to 120 for smoother stretching. Now, before we build the rack, a quick detail that matters with old electronics. Clicks and weird waveform bias can happen when a station drops in or out. After you consolidate, zoom in on clip edges and add tiny fades, like 2 to 10 milliseconds. That alone can remove a ton of annoying clicks. And if something feels like it has a low-end wobble or DC-ish bias, here's a stock Ableton workaround. Use EQ8 with a gentle high pass around 20 to 30 HE. You're not trying to thin it out, you're stabilizing the bottom. All right, Now we build the radio control processing chain. Doc Ableton. Order matters. First device. Utility. This is your gain staging and your mono control. Set gain so you're hitting the chain at a sensible level. Think around minus 18 average. Then reduce width. Radio often works best near mono, like 0 to 60%. And turn on bass mono around 128Z. Even if you high pass later, this reinforces the idea. The center is sacred. Next, EQ 8. High pass aggressively, somewhere from 120 up to 250Hz, depending on the clip. In DNB, radio low-end mud is just stealing space from sub and kick. Then check harshness in the 2.5 to 4.5K range. If it bites, dip a couple dB with a moderate Q. And if you want the vintage top end, at a low pass around 10 to 14K. Then, saturator. Choose analog clip or soft sign. Drive around 2 to 6 dB, and make sure you pull the output down to match level. That's a big teacher tip. Distortion choices sound better when you choose the drive on purpose, not because your track was too hot and you accidentally smashed it. If you want consistent loudness, turn on soft clip, but don't use it to hide bad gain staging. Then, drum bus. This is optional on long atmos, but it's amazing on static bursts and vocal chops. Try drive around 5 to 15%. Crunch 5 to 20, boom off or very low, and push transients up a bit, like plus 5 to plus 15, to get that sharp radio cut. Then, auto filter. This is your tuning and movement engine. Use a bandpass, set frequency somewhere in the 800Hz to 3kHz zone, resonance around 0.8 to 1.4, add an LFO at 1/8 or 1/4, but keep the amount subtle like 5 to 15%. The goal is motion, not wobble. Then, echo, pick 1/8 dotted or 1/4, feedback 15 to 35%. Filter the echo, high pass around 300Hz, low pass around 6 to 8K. Keep it subtle so it sits behind the drums and bass. Now group these into an audio effect rack and make it playable. Macros, tone for the EQ low pass frequency, band focus for the auto filter frequency, dirt for saturator drive. Cut or chop using utility gain so you can do quick kill moves, space for echo dry slash wet, and width for utility width. And here's a modern mix trick. Mono doesn't mean boring. Keep the source narrow, then create width with the wet effects. If you want width, do it on returns or a wet chain that's high passed and low passed. Center stays focused, sides feel spacious. Now let's turn the radio into actual DNB elements. First, radio vocal chops as a hook tool. Drag a clean phrase into simpler and use slice mode. Slice by transients, and tweak sensitivity until you get roughly 6 to 16 slices. Turn on warp and simpler if needed. Add a filter, low pass around 8 to 12k, and shape the envelope. A couple milliseconds of attack, release around 60 to 150 milliseconds so the chops feel tight but not clicky. Then groove. Add swing from the groove pool. MPC-style swing around 55 to 60% is a great starting point for rolling patterns. Musically, place chops on off beats and leave room for the snare on 2 and 4. Think call and response. Let a chop answer your bass stab, not fight it. Second, static bursts as impact layers. Find a punchy burst, put it on an audio track, and often warp off sounds better for impacts. Place it right on the drop-down beat under your main drum hit. High pass it around 250Hz. Saturate it 4 to 8 dB, and if it's too long, use gate. Fast attack, and a tight release like 30 to 80 milliseconds for that PSSH punctuation. Third, tuning sweep risers. Take a slow sweep recording, warp it in texture, and automate that auto-filter band pass frequency rising over 8 or 16 bars. Then automate echo dry slash wet to increase slightly into the drop. Last half bar, hard cut to silence. That sudden absence creates tension, without adding more stuff. Now arrangement ideas, because radio was cool, but radio placed badly is just clutter. Intro, 16 bars, radio atmos bid, mostly mono and filtered, with distant breaks coming in. Build, bring in a tuning riser and drop a chopped station ID every 4 bars. Drop, keep radio minimal. Use short chops for fills and transitions. Breakdown, let the radio breathe, maybe a longer sentence once, then later you answer it with chopped fragments. Second drop, more aggressive gating and callouts. Tiny tip that's very DNB. Radio hits feel best around snares, but not necessarily on the snare. Try the end of 2, the end of 4, or the last 16th before a snare is a pickup. Let's hit common mistakes before we do the practice exercise. Mistake 1. Recording too hot. Those tuning spikes will clip fast. Leave headroom. normalize later if you need level. Mistake 2. Leaving low-end rumble. High-pass radio layers aggressively. Keep the sub sacred. Minimum 120 Hz, often 200 to 300. Mistake 3. Overwidening. Wide noisy layers smear your mix and collapse weird in mono. Keep it mostly mono. Widen the effects instead. Mistake 4. Too much saturation and harshness in the 3 to 6K zone. That range gets painful fast in DNB. Dip it, or back off the drive. Mistake 5. Long loops unchanged. Radio should feel performed. Automate filters, gate it, chop it rhythmically. Now some pro-level moves for darker or heavier DNB. Try gating the radio to your drum groove using a gate keyed from a ghost hat or rim pattern. Fast attack, medium release. It creates that broadcast pumping rhythm without side-chaining your whole mix. And once you like a sound, resample. Commit. Resample the processed radio to audio, then chop it like a break. DNB thrives on decisive edits. If you want a bigger but still mono-compatible sound, do a pseudo mid-side trick. Duplicate the radio. One track is width at 0%, band limited like 400 Hz to 4K. The other is width boosted like 200%, high passed around 600 Hz, very quiet. Group them and ride the balance. You get a center anchor and a little air on the sides. Also, try signal loss before the drop. Last one or two beats. Automate utility gain down. Auto filter closing toward 500 to 800 Hz and echo feed back up slightly. Then hard cut the radio at the drop. High impact, low clutter. Alright, mini practice exercise. This will take 15 to 25 minutes, and it's the quickest way to make this real. Record or use 20 seconds of radio talk and 10 seconds of static. Start a 174 BPM project with a basic DNB beat. Kick, snare on 2 and 4, hats. Track A. Put the radio vocal into simpler in slice mode, and make a two-bar chop pattern that works in the pockets around the snares. Track B. Place a static burst as an impact on bar 1 and bar 5. Track C. Make a tuning sweep riser that leads into the drop, like the last four bars before bar 1. Put the radio control rack on track A and track B. Then automate two things. Automate band focus so it opens slightly on fills, and automate space so echo blooms on the last hit of bar 8. Then bounce it and check three things. 1. Is the radio audible on small speakers? 2. Is your sub still clean and centered? This audio version is shortened for playback.